Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Welcome back, everyone. Good afternoon officially now, and thank you for joining us here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's a beautiful day in Pittsburgh. For whatever you're doing, we certainly appreciate you tuning in to our program here today, which is brought to you by PNC Bank. PNC, make today the day, and check out Virtual Wallet, number one Cochran. Shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochran.com. And Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg, come see what everyone is talking about right by the live casino. We have had a changing of the guard. Nate Haluschek has given way to another center and an all-time performer in Nick Callis. So he will be handling all your calls. Call him at 412-928-9370. That's also the number of the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Visit them online at SouthHillsJeep.com. So we've gotten into the Pirates, who found themselves really in control of things in this division until they played teams in their division. Nine straight. Three against the Cubs. Three against Milwaukee. Three against the Cubs. So far, they're off to an 0-4 start. They gave away games in Chicago. Bullpen totally collapsed, giving up 17 runs in those three games. Starters didn't go long enough into them, which forced the bullpen to come in. And they couldn't make, you know, good situations against with runners in scoring position. They failed there. Last night, three quick runs early, a lot of walks. Rich Hill uncharacteristically walked six in that game. They fell behind, never recovered. 35-34 now. Milwaukee on top of the division, a half game ahead of both Cincinnati and the Pirates, both of them at 500. And then the Cubs are lurking, and so is St. Louis. Despite all the misery St. Louis has gone through, 17 games under 500. They're still only 8.5 games out. So if they get it together, look out. But these games are important for that reason. So we'll see what happens tonight with Mitch Keller going on the mound. But they need a lot more than what they're getting, especially out of their bullpen right now. And that bullpen has two guys out on disabled list. Zurichnik and also Holderman both out. And that puts a lot of pressure on a young staff. In the middle relief, especially trying to get to David Bednar, and that could be a problem. How many times are they going to get to David Bednar? Normally you want him when you have a lead into the ninth inning. How many of those are going to get over the next several games? So it's a big stretch for the Pirates, who should be still in position of thinking, okay, maybe this is, we're still a developing team, but when you get a chance to compete in a division because the division stinks, you owe it to your fan base to try to compete in your division. You got to make moves that you may not want to make right now in order to try to stay close here. It's not a good division, but there's a division to be won, and there's a playoff series to be had if you should. Do I expect the Pirates to outlast Milwaukee? No. Do I expect them to outlast even St. Louis? Still, the answer would be no. I think the Cardinals are going to get it together. But the problem is they're in it. And that's a problem because I don't think they expected to be in it this late into it. And since you are, man, you better go after it. You owe it to your fan base and your team to do that. Internal answers include Davis. Internal answers include Rodriguez. Internal answers include Priester. Internal answers include Nick Gonzalez. At some point, I want to see him if you're not getting the same kind of production that you need. 412-928-9370. The other question we're asking is how much is too much for Alex Highsmith? 4 years, $60 to $65 million, is that good? $16.5 million a year, whatever it comes out to. I think that's fair for him. They have the money to do it. I think they like him and want to do it. And when they're both healthy, that's a pretty good 1-2 punch. One of the best in the NFL. Don't underestimate that. So I say yes, he'll get his deal. It may take a while in the training camp, but they will. We will see. The other stuff going on is the U.S. Open. If you have any thoughts about that wicked Barranca rough that they're using in Los Angeles Country Club, I'd love to hear from you on that at 412-928-9370. Let's go to Hawk in Ben Avon. He's been waiting for 10 minutes. I appreciate your wait time there, Hawk. What's going on?
Hey, Bob. Good afternoon. Love you, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, wanted to talk about the Pirates draft. So I think this argument between a position player being more valuable than a pitcher is ridiculous. I think Steve has to be the pick. Look at their prospect pool. There's nobody like him. There's nobody like him in the draft. There's going to be three outfielders that go in the top five that are all almost interchangeable. I like Dylan Cruz a lot. I think he has, you know, a ton of potential. But there's a guy that's just like him, and some have rated above him in Wyatt Langford from Florida. Why not go with Skeen? The guy's a unicorn. He's 6'6". He's 240. He throws 101 deep into games. The other day I was reading on, I think it was PiratesProspects.com, where they said some guy named Jared Jones is their number one pitching prospect. Who in the world is Jared Jones? You trust a guy named Jared Jones to come in on a playing game or a game five or a game seven to win you a series? I mean, a pitcher, you know, true, they're not playing as many games as an everyday player. But in that game they're playing, think about it, they're involved in, you know, facing 20 batters, whereas a batter comes in or a position player comes in, has maybe four at bats, maybe they're involved if they're an outfielder in four or five different plays of the game. I think a pitcher, I mean, thinking back to the early days of Cole and the excitement he brought to the park every time he pitched. And I know he never really reached his potential with the Pirates. He had kind of since then.
Well, he did. He had a 19-win season here. Don't underestimate that.
Cole.
I thought
I
that, Cole. You know, I would have signed him earlier. Yeah, I agree. And to your point, a lot of people would agree with this, Hawk, that you can never have enough pitching. And the proof is there. All you have to do is look at the Pirates, who thought maybe they were in good shape. And then you see Contreras just fall apart here for whatever reason. I'm not sure. That's another problem for me. I don't know if I keep him around here. I'd send him back to AAA to work it out, and, as opposed to costing me games when I find myself in a division race. But, yeah, I get that. But I also know when you get an outfielder, again, I think Cruz is going to be an all-star kind of player based on the talent you see. When he's out there every single day. I can't have enough of those guys either. So I think it's a tricky pick for them.
He's excellent, no doubt about it. But if you're Charrington and you trust your drafts, you've taken, what, four hitters in a row or three hitters in a row, you got to hope that Davis comes up and he is what you thought he was. You got to hope that O'Neill Cruz bounces back. You just gave a huge contract to Reynolds. And those position players aren't sure things either. Look at Travis Swaggerty. The guy's a disaster. His personal life, his life's a disaster. He's probably not even a prospect anymore.
He's dealing with some cancer stuff with his wife and everything and all that, or whatever he's dealing with. That's a shame. Thanks, Hawk, for the call. I appreciate it. I still think Swaggerty's going to be a player. I do. I like his defense. I think talking to people there, he's one of the best defensive players they have, and I know you got to hit. You certainly have to hit. But they need first baseman, third baseman, catchers to hit as well, second baseman, all of that. Let's go out to T in Westmoreland. T, what's going on? How are you today?
Hey, Pop, I appreciate answering the phone call. And believe me, I would rather be talking about the Pirates and the Buccos and the good things and the questionable things. But, you know, you brought up the subject of Huggins. I'm a WVU grad, graduated with him at that same year. And I'm just so disappointed. So maybe this is strictly a therapeutic call on my part. But, you know, I Googled where he got arrested, Merchant Street, which is on the north side there by Allegheny Community College.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, what in the world is he doing in Pittsburgh at 8:30 drunk on arguably the busiest night on the north side with the Swift concert and all of that? And why? And I'm with you. What in the world? Get a dang driver. Is he recruiting? And all of a sudden, signed a recruit and celebrating with all of his problems, he has now put.
What do you think? You're West
Baker up
exactly.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I'm saying, what would you? You're a West Virginia person, so you know what it is. I mean, they're in a tough situation. They've already suspended him for that radio show comments, and now this. And this has been history with him. He's had these same problems. So what do you do if you're them? I don't know how he can survive this after this time around. Do they make a decision to get rid of him? Is it too? What do you do in that situation? And you are putting that athletic director in a very difficult spot.
Yeah, the new AD Renbaker and Gordon Gee, and yeah, right. Just a few weeks after, a month after, he's stuck his foot in it before. He's done this before in Cincinnati. Yeah, he's a beloved guy down there, but I it's just so disappointing to me. So disappointing.
Yeah, but and it's also sad in that you'd put other people's lives at risk while drunk.
Yes.
You know, if you're drunk driving, you're not only hurting yourself, you could be really impacting other people. And that's why it should never be tolerated. And what, again, he makes a lot of money. I don't understand why you can't have someone driving you around at all times. You know, that's,
hey man,
to me, that's a simple solution. But even if you don't have money, you could have people who can help you out. If it means leaving your car someplace and going home with somebody else and coming back the next day, whatever. But thank you, T. I appreciate the call. And we'll see what they do down there. Let's go to Anthony in Oakland, who joins us right now for our weekly Saturday conversation. What's up, Anthony?
You know, I heard you earlier talk about that John Moran story. You know, I don't know what's going on with union leadership nowadays, but you just can't have these undue suspensions that you're having around in baseball and now basketball. Basketball is just making a history of it lately. And I don't know if the union leadership has become politically correct or something, but
Did you see their statement? They said they do not agree with this, and they are going to do everything in their power to try to change it.
Well, it's about time, because this is the 35-year representative in the union coming out in me when I see these kind of cases. Bob, I'll break it down to you as quickly as I can. Now, when he was in, what was it, Denver and had a gun?
Yeah.
That was during the course of playing. They could oversee that because you weren't in your home state with a gun. Okay. That suspension was warranted. I would have still filed the grievance, but it was warranted. This suspension here that happened in Tennessee, that's an open carry state. He was not charged with any menacing or threatening crime. He's out with his friends. You're allowed to have a gun. The police aren't involved. Why? Because he was entitled to have the gun. Now, I'll give you an example. Say he would have been out hunting in full gear with a shotgun. Would he got suspended?
No. Here's the point, though, Anthony. Well, I get what you're saying, and the union rep in you is coming out, and they should be lucky to have somebody like you representing them. However, why in the world, after going through it the first time, and then you came out and said, I'm going to change my life, I'm going to be more responsible, I'll never do it. Why would you go on social media again and do it? If for no other reason, being stupid, I'd give him 25 games.
No. You don't lose your livelihood, and that's a large chunk of your money for being stupid. He violated, and this nonsense, conduct detrimental. Yes, if it would have been at their headquarters, a training facility with the gun. Now the league has oversight, and so does the team. He was not. He's in an open carry state. It wasn't his friend, his stupid friend, who shouldn't be his friend anymore, was the one who put it out on the internet.
Well, you're right. That's another thing you got to do. Sometimes you have to make those decisions. Say, who are your real friends, and who are people you need to get rid of?
You know what? And that's all legitimate. And I'm not. Listen, I'm not here condoning his actions. I'm protecting when you are union.
No, I get you're head, absolutely right.
It's your
I get
job
it.
To protect them.
Well, I think the statement indicates that they're trying. They don't agree with it at all. I think from a commissioner's point of view, he has. You know, he's doing what's best for the overall look.
For what? For who?
For no, just you, the look. That's all.
That's not the union's problem.
See, I know it is.
The union allowed
it's his
this.
It's his situation. He has to deal with it, and that's what he's doing.
Well, the union allowed this when they allowed Kyrie Irving to be suspended. For pushing people to a video that was on Amazon, you could buy on Amazon, and was in theaters that Shaquille O'Neal owned. You can't see, Bob. We have rights in this country, and your rights aren't superseded because you're employed. If you haven't violated any laws, you have. It, like they've done in baseball, where you can't even have free speech.
I understand that, and I agree with you. I'm a big free speech person, Anthony. But I also know that they have clauses in their contracts that tell them to stay away from situations like this. And
no.
Yes, they
no,
do.
I'm going to give you this because you're right. You have a union contract also. You have a personal service contract that people like you have and people like baseball players have. You have moral clauses. Correct. But if you have not violated, there's nothing morally he violated and nothing criminally he violated. I'm sorry. I would have filed the grievance the next day. You can't take a large chunk of this man's money because of optics. He didn't threaten anyone. I'm sorry. I just disagree.
Anthony is strong as always, and I appreciate the union background, man. And they feel the same way. I know they do. But I also and thanks for calling. I also just look at the, you know, come on. You're in that position. Why would you do it again? Much like Bob Huggins. He's in a situation. Why again? You found it. You got through it. You got suspended. Why again? And Ja Morant has too much to lose here. He doesn't have to go. And if your friends are putting stuff on social media, then don't be their friends. It's as simple as that. There's a different standard, unfortunately, when you work for teams. And you're right, though. He didn't violate anything. So I get where you're coming from, Anthony, but I also know where the league would be coming from as well. Let's go to Jackson in Bloomfield. Jackson, what's going on?
Hey, Bob, just wanted to talk U.S. Open Golf real quick. I'm enjoying watching it and wondering what your thoughts were. I think the Barranca is just that kind of sandy, weedy gully throughout the course. The rough itself is, but it.
Oh, Jackson.
What do you think about.
Your phone line's going in and out, man.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bob. I'm driving. I'm on 28.
All right.
Real quick, what do you think about the criticism of the course that.
And thanks for the call. I got to let you go, but appreciate it. I think all players are going to be critical. I mean, this is supposed to be a test of the best players, and it involves everything. Now, they're giving them a wide fairway to deal with here. This is uncharacteristic of U.S. Open. What you see normally is what you see at Oakmont, tight fairways, and if you miss it, you're going to be in some trouble. You'd be better off missing it wide, way wide, than just barely. So they gave them a break there. A lot of these guys are hitting fairways, but as you get closer to the greens, things, and if you miss the fairways, man, those, I just saw Dustin Johnson yesterday take an 8 on number 2. Still bounced back, and he shot 70. But, man, he could not get his club through that stuff. But that's all part of it. You know, you stay away from that stuff. If you're going to win, you got to be at all facets. These greens are tough. It's about picking a, you know, a location on the green to hit it. You can't just hit the green. You got to know what part of the green. So I think it's all conducive to U.S. Open. This is what you want, the best test. I think the numbers you see this weekend are going to be not as good as what we've seen in the first two rounds. And so you're looking at maybe -6, -8, something like that as your winning score. Right now it's Fowler at -10. We're rolling right along on a beautiful Saturday in Pittsburgh. Bob Pompeiani here until 1 o'clock. Paul Alexander after that. We have Nicholas Callis behind the glass at 412-928-9370. And a big thank you once again to Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. Come see what everyone is talking about. Great place to watch sports, great vibe, great food, great beverages. It's all right there at Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. PNC Bank, make today the day. Virtual wallet is a must for anyone who lives and dies with all the decisions you make on your checking account. It makes it simple for you to handle. And number one, Cochrane, shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochrane.com. Back to the lines we go. We got JD on the North Hills. What's up, JD? How you doing?
Hey, Bob. How's it going?
Good. Thanks for waiting.
No problem. I'll tell you a few things. First off, how as far as the U.S. Open goes, it's been an interesting tournament so far. I mean, LA's getting a lot of praise, but it's also getting a lot of negativity from the people out there who are criticizing the course. But, you know, like you just said earlier, let them play on the course, Howard, and see how they do on the course and quit belly aching about it. But this is the main reason why I'm calling. You just talked about Bob Huggins a few minutes ago. I mean, this is a guy who's had 2 strikes already against him, Howard. Why hasn't the NCAA and the Big 12 taken action, especially with this latest incident last night? I mean, I think right now, if I'm WVU right now, I'm wondering about my future. Big time.
Yeah, I mean, West Virginia is stuck in a situation now. They got to make a I don't know that he can survive all of this. It's too many things layered up. And the fact that, you know, if you read this report, I mean, it's sad. You know, it's very sad that he was that out of control while driving, failed the sobriety test. And the fact that, again, more importantly to me is that you are willing to put other people at risk. JD, that's not good. I don't think anyone should be behind the wheel like that. There are ways to solve it. It doesn't matter if you have $6 million a year like he does, or even if you don't, you got to make a plan. because the consequences of your actions are far worse if you don't. You know, you may think, oh, I'm not going to spend money to have somebody drive me home or an Uber. Okay, guess how much that DUI is going to cost you? Guess how much? Thousands of dollars when it comes into litigation with lawyers' fees and everything else you got to go through, not to mention all the other stuff that comes with it, you know?
WV just said, apparently, we are gathering more information. We'll take appropriate action once the review is complete, Tower. They don't know that he just got busted last night somewhere on Ridge Avenue, apparently, and he was swerving. And when the cops tried to pull him over, Howard, he was a Reddick, Howard, and they tried to give him a breathalyzer test, and he failed that, and he probably spent the night in jail. So right now, I'm just wondering about my future. I mean, if I'm a big blue-chip kid, Howard, who's like 4 or 5 stars, Howard, I'm wondering, do I really want to go to this school right now? And I think right now the Big 12 and the NCAA better take some action very soon.
Thank you, JD. I think you're absolutely right, because now it affects everything. Again, one, like, I'm sorry. I'm a big choice consequence person when it comes to this. I try to tell my kids, I tell anybody who wants to listen. I used to go to schools to present this extra effort award. And anyone, I always say, man, no matter how big you are, and there's so many examples of this, your choices and consequences matter. And you may not think about the consequence. You're making a choice. You make 1,000 choices a day. But you better make sure you understand the consequence. Whether it's running a red light, whether that's whatever you do, it seems inconsequential to you, but it comes with a consequence. So make the right choices so that you don't have to deal with all that stuff. 412-928-9370. Rich in Forest Hills is next up. What's up, Rich? How are you?
Hey, good morning, Bobby. Just wanted to send condolences to Stan's family. And if Stan's up in heaven listening to a show, I know it's yours. So by proxy, he'll get this message as well. I enjoyed my chances to talk to him over the years. You know, he and you are the two guys that people will line up for miles to go to their funerals. You'll be leaving us in 50 years or so. These new guys, and I'll tell you what, it's all about glitz and attitude. And most of, I'll be honest with you, I think half the people on your station don't know what the heck they're talking about. It's just
First of all, I have a lot of respect for anyone who's in this business. It's a tough business to get into. But with regard to Stan, that's a guy who, when I was younger going into this, and I think he's 13 years older than me, I remember talking to him really at the height of his popularity, and never once did I feel like I was putting him out in any way. And
well, that's how the callers feel.
Yeah,
too.
And it's a good thing for me. I learned from people like that, and I was very quick to ask questions about anything, and he was very quick to answer those questions. I always think that's a good quality to have. It doesn't matter what business you're in either. If you have somebody who's looking up to you, you should be honored that that person is looking up to you. And, you know, he did it the way that I kind of like to do it. So, and he had a big influence on people like me who were young, trying to get into this, trying to figure it out and how to do it. Everyone has different styles. Everyone has a different way of doing it. There are a lot of successful people out there doing it different ways. But I think the best advice he ever got me, he always said, man, the camera never blinks. Be yourself. You can be changing because you're on TV or because you're doing radio or whatever. You have to be yourself because it doesn't blink, and it really doesn't blink. So,
well, for guys my age, you know, we like talking sports, but, you know, we don't like to be cut off in mid-sentence or hung up on or told we're a moron or whatever. And I've never heard those words out of your mouth. I never heard those words out of Stan's mouth. Stan and I disagreed about things over the years. Not regularly, just like I don't disagree with you very often, but I kind of feel like when I've got an opinion different from yours, I can share it with you and you'll hear it, and you'll take the phone call the next time.
And you also have to be honest enough to say that I'm wrong. Rich, you're right. You talked me out of my, whatever. I mean, it goes both ways. It is just what it is. It's conversation.
Well, I'm always right, so, you know, it's good of you to... hey, but before you hang up on me, you know, I think people got to get a grip on their attitude and outlook for the Pirates. You know, I think it's possible for a team that fields on an A to F scale, a B guy at every position. You know, it's clearly the Pirates don't have any superstars. They don't have any Sotos or any of those guys, or like this kid that Cincinnati just called up. I mean, I think our Cruz is going to be the second best Cruz in the division. He's going to be a good player, but I don't think he's going to be great. But I do think it's possible that you can have an above average player at every position and win. But that requires patience. They're not quite there yet. They've got a couple of positions that are deficient. They're much better than they were last year, but hey, let's face it, it'd be great if they got into the playoffs, but you and I know if any NL Central team that gets into the playoffs is just going to get...
Not necessarily. But let me ask you this, because I brought this up earlier. Okay, they are what they are, and I still think they're a team developing and trying to get better, which they will be this year. But if you find yourself in it like they are, and here we are June, whatever this is, June 17th, you know, you're getting closer to a time where you're going to, you would think you're going to be somewhat in this all the way because it's a bad division. Do you owe it to yourself to do things that you wouldn't ordinarily do on a developing team to try to go for it when you have a chance to go for it?
Yeah, like the Chris Archer trade. That was just, I mean,
well, that was a forced trade that shouldn't, you know, look, right. What they gave up was ridiculous. That's what happens when you try to force some. I'm not suggesting do that, Rich. I'm suggesting that they bring up guys maybe sooner than they would want to because they have talent and they're doing well in the minors, and maybe it gives you a shot in the arm. Look at this Ellie De La Cruz who came up for Cincinnati, as you mentioned. He wasn't too young to get the call. He got the call up, and he just ride him a little bit. You can have that sort of injection of youth. The Penguins had it when they brought up guys like Wilson and Kunackle and Gensel and Rust and Sherry, you know, and just do it. See what happens.
See, I'm not worried about that. What I'm worried about is them going out and making an Archer-type trade because I think that's just foolish. I think that clearly they are a team that will be reckoned with in a year or two. But just like the Penguins at the trade deadline, they had a chance to get in the playoffs. I think every serious hockey fan in this city knew if they got in, they were just going to get wiped out, okay? They were going to be out of the playoffs. So they held on to assets that they could have gotten things for, and that's the thing with the Pirates. You know, so what of their four games out of first place? If somebody's going to offer you a King's ransom for Rich Hill, who's not going to be the part of your future or something like that, I mean, what do you do? If it's me, I'm playing for 2024. And,
I see what you're saying. And there are a lot of people going to agree with you. We've got to go to a break. Rich, thank you. I appreciate the calls. And thank you very much for your kind words and the outstanding life and career of Stan Savern. We certainly are saddened by all of that. But I tell you what, at the end, it was a tough go for him. And he battled through it as best he could. 412-928-9370 is the number. Don, hang on. I'm going to get to you when we come back. He wants to talk Pirates as well. We have the Pirates later tonight, game two of their series against the Brewers. It'll begin with the North Shore Tavern leadoff show. And then the game, Pirates trying to break a four-game losing streak all against NL Central Division teams. I want to also remind you that the Going Low Fan Open, powered by Bowser Chevrolet, is sold out. Listen this Friday to 93.7 The Fan as we broadcast all day from Manor Valley Golf Course, presented by Curveball Barbecue. Whiskey, Living Treasures, Animal Park of Laurel Highlands, a great place to go. Advocate Health Advisors and Corona Premium Beer. That's all going on this week at Manor Valley. 412-928-9370. What should the Pirates do if they're in the thick of things moving into July and the trade deadline? We'll talk about it when we come back right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Big day of sports on tap for everyone. After my show, it's Paul Alexander for a couple of hours, and then it's Dan Zangrilli today with the North Shore Tavern leadoff show. That takes you up until Pirate Baseball as the Pirates try to end this four-game losing streak against all teams in their own division, and that's when it hurts the most. So the Pirates will try to utilize Mitch Keller and get some run support early so they don't fall behind. Right now, the Milwaukee Brewers, by virtue of their win last night, have taken over at 35-34, a half game better than both Cincinnati and Pittsburgh in those standings. 412-928-9370. Let's go back out to the phone lines with Don on I-76. What's up, Don?
Hey, Paul. Not Paul. Hey, Bob. Happy early Father's Day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Hey, my question is, in the last 10 years, how many number one draft choices have the Pirates had? And what is their availability if they're still even in the system on call-ups and their future ones? It seems like they're going to have it again, and they're going to have a choice between a pitcher and a fielder. I'd go with the fielder myself, but and the bat. But how long do you think he'll be down in the minors before he would even be called up?
Well, I actually think that both of these guys could be ready real soon, based on how they're performing, and, again, they're college kids. This is why Henry Davis, to me, is on a fast track here, and he should be on a fast track. The Pirates, for me, are in this situation where they're competing in a division they probably didn't expect them to be competing in so far. It's not a good division. No one's jumped out. They're all mired in this 500 fog, which means you can still be involved. And I think when you are in situations like this, sometimes you just got to change strategy a little bit. And by that, I mean they're really in no position to make any kind of major deal at this point. But what they are in position to do is if you find guys in your system who are playing well, ready to come up and play well, then let's play them, especially if you're not getting much out of the people who are costing you to lose games right now. So
I would agree with that.
But yes. This debate about pitcher versus hitter, I'm always like, I understand the need for pitching because you can never have enough of it. Just look at them. You know, you think you're okay, and then all of a sudden, you know, Brubaker gets the dreaded Tommy John. Then you have guys like Contreras taking a step backwards, you know, and others. So, you know, the bottom line is you can never – I get it. However, I know they need offense too. And when you get a guy who could be one of those generational hitters, I'm tempted to go there. I'm sorry.
Okay. You know, that's – you know, I understand both needs and both wants. But in this case, you've got an either-or situation. And what the Pirates do on draft day, only they know at this point. And hopefully, you know, we'll see this person up within a year or 2 years. I always think going to college is the fast track on its way for these kids rather than pulling these players, you know, out of high school. I think the high school kids, unless it's a great contract deal and you're a number one choice, yeah, you got to take it. But you're about 8 years removed before you're even probably going to be up. And by then, you might have thrown your arm out.
Yeah, I mean, college kids should be moving ahead quicker. And we'll see what happens with Henry Davis. He's so far done very well in AAA after being recalled from AA. He's had some nice power numbers. He's hitting .321 in his first 9 games. He's walking. He played right field again last night. And that's a nice kind of thing for both he and Rodriguez down there to show that they can play different positions in an effort to get your bat in the lineup. They can both catch, but they can also be used in other positions. So that's all good. And again, if it comes down to it, if I'm not getting the production I want out of certain guys up here and I'm still finding myself in the middle of this pennant race, division race, whatever you want to call it, wild card race, I may say I'm going to do this sooner than I want. We'll see if they can handle it. So,
well, let's see what they do. Again, have a happy Father's Day with your family, and you have a great afternoon today. Thank
all right,
you for
do the same. Call. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much, Don. 412-928-9370 is the number, and Pirates will be in action today, as I said, coming up at 4, right after the North Shore Tavern leadoff show. Let's go to Tim in Ross Township. Tim, what's going on to you today?
Hey, Bob. Happy Father's Day in advance to you as
you
well.
You too. Certainly hope it applies.
Well, you know, I've been hearing you and a lot of other people talk about the NL Central and about, I think you specifically use the word stinks. I like to say that I think that the NL Central is just indicative of the way that baseball has changed to be more balanced in its competitiveness. I don't think the division stinks. I think there's a few teams in the division that have underperformed their expectations to this point. But to me, the way you kind of look at things, I think, is to look at where you are in the wild card. And right now, the Pirates, the Reds, they're only 2.5 games back in the wild card. Even the Cubs are only 5 games back in the wild card, which in the middle of June is still, you're kind of in it. I don't think the division stinks. I just think the division doesn't have a clear front runner. Everybody is in it.
Yeah, you know what, Tim, if you look at all of baseball, you may come to the same conclusion. Aside from Tampa Bay and maybe even Baltimore in that division. Now, see, in that division, you better be – you can't afford to have a 35-35 record. If so, you're going to be in last place.
Yep.
But that's what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
This division seems to be, you know, I use stink because from what I've seen, I've seen a lot of bad performances by the Pirates, Brewers, and Cardinals, all of them. And I expect better baseball at this time of the year. We're in mid-June, for goodness sakes. And yet fundamentals, bullpens, I don't know if it's just because there isn't as much talent to go around or, you know, that hitting may be better than pitching. I don't know what it is, but it seems like and you're right, everyone's the same. Do you like that? Do you think that's a good look for baseball?
Well, I think it's certainly good if you're a Pirates fan, because the Pirates aren't going to be one of those teams like the Rays or they're not going to be head and shoulders above the rest of baseball. I don't think ever.
I just don't think that's within their economic capacity, at least not with the current way that baseball is set up and the way that ownership has approached things. But I think in the current dynamic of baseball, you know, the Pirates are competitive. And that will make it a very interesting trade deadline to me this year. Are the Pirates sellers? Are the Pirates buyers? Are they a little bit of both to kind of reshuffle
it's hard to play the middle ground there, Tim. If you do that, you wind up making bad decisions. I think either you're in or you're not. And if you're not, then you will trade Rich Hill for somebody who wants a lefty and is willing to give you stuff that maybe you wouldn't otherwise have seen. And then explain to your fan base that that's what we're doing, you know. But you can't play it both ways. And I think sometimes teams, when they do that, they get caught in a gray area that leads them to the same result year after year.
So you're probably right on that, Bob. And Rich Hill is probably the biggest question mark. I mean, if you'd asked me a month ago, would I trade Rich Hill? I'd have said yes. If you asked me the way that the rest of the rotation is pitching right now and the way he's been pitching, short of giving up, what, 5 or 6 walks yesterday, I think he's been pitching much better. And given that they don't have a whole lot of other options, I would say that Rich Hill is now probably slotted right behind Keller as the most dependable arm in the rotation. So I would say no.
Yeah. It's very interesting. We have a whole nother month, and we ask this question every week, Tim. What are the Pirates? They're, you know, they come in April, you're thinking one thing. May delivers another. June starts well. Now it's fluttering out of control. Anyway, I appreciate your call, and I hope you have another wonderful Father's Day. Thanks for calling here. So we'll find out today. They got to stop the bleeding somehow, and this will be a good day to do it. If you keep losing to these games in this division, you're going to end up being 4 games out by the time next Wednesday comes around, and that will really dampen things around here. Our show is brought to you by PNC Bank. Make today the day. And we thank everyone at PNC Bank for being a longtime sponsor. Also, number one, Cochran. Shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochran.com. Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. Come see what everyone is talking about. Join us on KDKA every Sunday night for the number one Cochran Sports Showdown as well. Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer is here. Come check out Trailblazer, Equinox, and all new redesigned 2024 tracks online, sunchevy.com. Today, look out. You'll see nice conditions, sunny clouds, high of 80, very comfortable. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 58. Tomorrow, more sunshine, and then a little more clouds at the end of the day. Still no rain around, which is good. Or is it? We still need rain. 83 degrees is that temperature tomorrow.